It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, continuing here on this sunny afternoon of the 23rd of December, day before Christmas Eve. Everybody's kind of in a Christmas mood here, and we are providing you with some information, some top-of-the-line people on Farm Talk today, kind of a greatest hits of Farm Talk, because, hey, all the people involved in ag industry, they're either at mom's house already, or they're with the family, or it's just been impossible to find somebody to visit with today. So we are going to introduce you to probably somebody you have never heard of, but he is very important to the swine industry in the U.S., especially now with ASF looming large just across a small body of water.
Paul Sundberg, he's the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center, Ames, Iowa. Paul, good to see you.
Thank you, Mick. It's good to be with you.
Now, swine health, we're talking nutrition, you know, keeping them healthy and all that. Can we talk about African swine fever a little bit, or is that outside of the realm?
No, that's not outside of the realm. The Swine Health Information Center is all about emerging disease. It's prevention, it's preparedness, it's response and recovery to emerging diseases. African swine fever has got to be the major emerging disease in swine around the world. Thankfully, it's not in the U.S., not yet, and we're trying to keep it out of here, but it certainly is a topic of discussion.
Yeah, it's not quite like bird flu where it's transmitted by the wind or anything, but can we keep it out?
You know, in 2018 when it got into China, we sat down with USDA and state animal health officials and talked about can we keep this out and put out a plan and developed a plan for what do we need to do, where do we need to go, and how do we need to act. We're way better now than we were in 2018. We're not as good as we're going to be next year or the year after that. So, yeah, I'm optimistic that we can keep it out. I am guaranteeing that we're doing everything, and that's a collective we. Both the industry, the governments, both federal and state, are doing everything possible to keep it out.
And what's the agenda? How can we keep it out, I guess? I know it's good to be optimistic, but how do we do that?
Well, for example, one of the things that the pork industry did is engage an internationally known risk assessment company in Fort Collins, Colorado. And we said, we asked them, what windows do we still have open for that type of virus or any of them to get into the U.S.? We, working in the industry, think we know what we know. We don't know what we don't know. And we asked them, what don't we know? What are we missing? So they've completed that report. And this is all about national biosecurity. They completed that report. And thankfully, they said, we looked at their report and said, they didn't really identify anything that we weren't thinking of. So that's a good thing. So we've got the biosecurity ring around the borders with USDA and Customs and Border Protection.
Yay the Beagle Brigade.
Yeah, yay for the Beagle Brigade, exactly so. And all of the things in between there and the farm. When you get right down to it, though, especially with the farm, if that virus gets into the country and we don't know about it, which is possible that it has done that, but it hasn't caused an infection in a pig yet. And that's all about farm biosecurity. That if it gets into the country, if we can keep it away from pigs on the farm, we don't have it. And so it's a complete chain. It's not just USDA and the Beagle patrols, but it's also on-farm biosecurity that all have to work together to keep that stuff out of here.
Okay. It is the 700-pound gorilla or 800-pound gorilla in the room. But in the meantime, let's keep the sows, the piglets, the feeder pigs all healthy. And what's the focus now?
Well, like I said, the Swine Health Information Center works on emerging diseases. So, for example, this PRRS strain 144 line 1C that's in the upper Midwest and has been causing problems both last winter, December, as well as late spring and May, is still out there and it's still moving, and we're coming into PRRS season. So that's a very important thing. We've got to do everything we can do about PRRS biosecurity on the farm to try to make sure that that doesn't burn its way through the pork industry.
we've gone from the Danish entry method to new and no more kindergarten classes, no more farm visits, things like that. Is there anything cutting edge or anything new that's coming down?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we've done, we looked at that Danish bench system and said, okay, that's been very effective. And it's very low cost to implement. I mean, what do you got to do? Put a bench in there and have an outside and an inside. So we asked the same thing about the finishing floors. What's a Danish bench kind of system that we can use for the grow finish units that's cheap to implement, and it will tamp down the risk of having an outbreak of any disease? And one of the things that we've done, you can find it on the swinehealth.org website, is look into what's called phase loading. And what that amounts to is there's a risk of disease transfer from trucks that are coming back from the markets or from first points of concentration back onto the farm to pick up another group. And that traffic from the truck onto the farm and the farm onto the truck is a perfect opportunity to move things from the packing plant or other places back onto the farm. So we've looked at a way that we can mitigate that by using people that don't do that normal traffic. They kind of hand the ball off. They take the pigs up to the 20-yard line, and then they hand them off to the next one, and the next one takes them across the goal. And so that's probably one that's going to be fairly easily implemented. It's low cost, and we expect it to make a difference if people use it.
Pretty cool. Staging delivery, kind of.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Paul Sundberg, who is the Executive Director of Swine Health Information Center. How do producers get more information from you?
Swinehealth.org. That's the website. My email address is on there. My telephone address is on there. I want to hear from them. We're in the process right now of looking at 2022 plan of work. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to hear from anybody about ideas of what needs to happen quickly, what needs to happen now, and what can the swine industry, how can we help make pork producers more profitable?
All right, contact him. He's a man of action. Paul Sundberg, thanks for the work you do.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.